This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it. I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
Okay, his name is Pastor John, and he is coming to a school board meeting near you. Wow, I'm Stu Everson, and what you are going to hear, I'm just going to prepare you, our vast Truth Talk Live audience. I'm going to prepare you for, you're going to think, oh, you're just trying to pull out the shock jock radio, Stu. You're just trying to, you know, scare people, rile them up. Let me tell you, you're about to find out on this show today, in real time, friends, and you can call in. You can call in and you can complain. You can call in and you can we can have a friendly discussion like we used to have in America on this show. We're not going to yell and shout each other down, but we have a man of God as our guest today who actually goes into school board meetings and actually pulls out the books that they're reading to our children, the textbooks and the school books from the school library, and he reads them out loud, and he gets cursed. And he gets practically assaulted, accosted, but he gets ushered out. And he is Pastor John, and he's with us right now. And Pastor John, did I overstate it? Did I embellish or exaggerate anything in my introduction right there?
No, you did not at all. You know, that was really just a soft way of getting into it, but it goes even deeper than that. But you did a phenomenal job, my friend.
Well, you're very kind. Now, your last name is remarkable. And so we're calling you Pastor John, and you have an awesome, awesome father-in-law, by the way, Pastor John Emanchukwu. How about that?
That's right. not bad. Emanchukwu, it means I know God. And I'm glad that I do. I gave my life to Christ at the age of 19.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thankful to live out the true essence of my last name.
I love it. Emanchukwu, and you have a website by that name, I Know God, as well, right?
That's right. iknowgod.us. Go there. Take a look at that website. I have several things up there that will benefit you in your walk with Christ and with your desire to defeat the woke agenda. Hopefully that's something that you want to do, because I am all about that. We are fighting against Marxist atheists who are anti-Christian, and the anti-Christian bigotry is at an all-time high, and we are called to defeat these sacred cows.
Okay, so God has brought Pastor John into our life today to make us a little bit uncomfortable on our drive home or our drive to work or wherever you are. Get ready, fasten your seatbelt. Pastor John, now let me get some things straight here. Are you telling me, point blank, just honest before God, who is our witness, who is the author of this program, he's the one we serve, he owns the Truth Network, you're telling me that schools in America, taxpayer-funded schools in America, are reading pornographic literature to their children and educating them that way? Are you telling me that's a fact?
That is a fact. You know, it even goes deeper than that. Transgenders are even being brought into schools, and they're doing what you call drag queen story time, where men in dresses, you know, they have hairy legs and beards even sometimes. But, you know, they put on what we call cosmetic femininity, and they gain access to our children and they read to them. And yes, there are numerous pornographic books that are in public schools all around this country. I've now traveled to 13 states speaking out about these pornographic books. And some people call this indoctrination or grooming, but I like to call it mental rape, because it assaults the soul, it stains the brain, and it robs children of their innocence. I've now spoken in Virginia, in North Carolina, New Jersey, California, Nevada, Florida, Louisiana, Colorado, Idaho, Pennsylvania, Texas, and many other states. And so, yes, I have seen it firsthand, and yes, it is taking place.
Okay, so let me get this right. If everyone's listening to me, and I hope you caught what I just heard him say, you actually go to school board meetings where, like, the school board is there, like the people in charge of the educational structure and system of said city, whatever city or township that is, and you actually get up and then you actually read from these books to those people?
I do. I actually read the books verbatim, and over 5 to 6 times I have been kicked out of school board meetings by snowflake board chairmen and chairwomen who disagree with me reading that kind of content in an open forum because of FCC standards and because they think that it's wrong for me to do so. Well, at the same time, these books are made available to children. So I'm more concerned about the sensibilities of kids than I am adults. And so if we're going to put this salacious and sinister content before kids, much of which is rather explicit, you know, many of these books would give Playboy and Swank Magazine and Hugh Hefner a run for his money. But if we're going to allow these books to be allowed in our public schools, in our libraries, then I think that the adults on the school boards and the superintendents and all of these muckety mucks who have these overpriced positions and overpaid positions, I believe that they should be forced to hear it in person, and we should videotape their facial expressions at the same time.
Okay, now, and he actually does this, friends. Now, there's a couple things on the table here. One question is, someone might be listening thinking, well, how dare you, as a man of God, how dare you read such horrible stuff? I mean, I listened to, you know, I watch your Instagram, I follow you on the IG, Instagram, and I listened, and I was like, what is he saying? What is he reading? He's a believer. So some of you may say, never, ever, ever is it okay, even if it's what they're teaching our children and reading to our children in their 5-year kindergarten or 5th grade class, whatever, when is it ever okay for a believer? Is Pastor John wrong to read this awful material out loud anytime, anywhere, especially in a school board? You're trying to be a witness to this school board meeting. And someone might say, well, is he okay? You know, what's he doing reading their stuff? The number, if you want to try to question this, or if you want to comment or support this pastor who's with us right now, the number is 866-34-TRUTH. He's going to be with us all hour on Truth Talk Live. I've put him in the hot seat. He's going to answer that question when we come back. And your calls, 866-348-7884, porn in the classroom. What do you do if you're a parent? What do you do if you're Pastor John? He goes and reads it at the school board meeting. Is he going too far? Or should more believers step up and join him? More when we come back on Truth Talk Live. Hang on.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
You know, I introduce segments with clips of guests. You know, they go speak at the prayer breakfast, or perhaps at a recent big crusade, or a big TV clip of an athlete giving his testimony. I can't play these clips on the radio, even with a bleep, the bleep, because Pastor John gets up, and you might be there like me watching. And, you know, I was kind of like, it was like 4 in the morning, and I was like half asleep. And Pastor John, I'm watching your clip, and like, he didn't just say that. And I could see a Christian, loves the Lord, says, this guy, you know, is a man of God. And he's there at a school board meeting reading blatant, like, graphic pornography. How dare he do that? And so we're asking him this question all along. He's a pastor. He's an author. He loves Jesus. And he's African-American, but he's against the equity stuff, the DEI stuff, too. So, like, you got a whole lot. You're bringing a whole lot of controversy to the airwaves today, sir.
I think that I am, and that's indicative of the fact of all of the emails that I receive and the negative comments, but, you know, that stuff is like water down a duck's back. You know, as Christians, we are not called to be nice. We are called to be faithful. Mm. There's a difference. Too many people today want to be nice. Nice Christians know that pornographic books are in public schools, but they say, you know, I don't want to be called a book banner, so I'm not going to say anything about it. A faithful Christian recognizes that there's no such thing as banning a book in the first place, because what we're trying to do is to make sure that the content that our children read is age appropriate. We even have books in the public school system that are rated adult, like the book Push by Sapphire. The author's name is Norma Lofton. That book is rated adult, but it's in school libraries, right, in Texas and several different states as well, where 15-year-old students and 16-year-old students can get that book. A faithful Christian is going to say, no, that shouldn't take place, and they're going to go and read the content that's in that book,
yeah,
verbatim, and allow the board to see the error, right, of their way. We cannot simply be nice Christians. We need to be faithful Christian, because that's what we're going to be called when we see Christ. Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Okay, well, he's on a crusade, and he's trying to recruit board members. We're going to hear more about that. We're going to, at some point this hour, get you to tell us, we got to take these calls, we'll get you to tell us why this transgender LGBTQ community is so aggressive to try to sexualize like 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, you know, doing these drag shows and these, all this stuff, just awful, horrific stuff, you know, that we wouldn't show a Triple X movie in a fifth grade classroom, but they're reading these books, and then you're getting the book, sir, and you're going to the school board meeting and reading it out loud to the angst and the rolling eyes and the upsetness of the whole board, setting them off. Let's go to, oh, man, we got Buck on the line in Dayton, Ohio, 106.5 FM. What do you think, sir? Are you calling to rebuke this gentleman for reading this pornography stuff at school board meetings?
Absolutely not, Brother Stu. I'm here to herald his praises.
Oh, wow.
I want to say thank you to the strong pastor. And, Pastor, I want to pass on a little bit more. I want you to look at Judges chapter 6, where Gideon got his name changed to Jerubbaal, because he tore down Asherah poles, which were sexual goddess objects, and Baal altars. Okay? So you are absolutely biblical, my friend. I do the same thing, and I just want to drop a name to both of you brothers. I want you to go to George Carneal, CARNEAL.com. George, like George Washington in the spelling, Carneal.com. This here, brother, and what he's doing for this event. Now, I also want to say this. I did a Bestman report where I went into a local Walmart, guys, and I was looking at the book section at the Walmart that I was in. There was a cover with two men in soccer uniforms kissing each other, and the one had his tongue on the other man on the front cover, Stu. So I took a sticker, a Jesus Saved sticker, and I put it over that graphic.
Oh, wow.
I put it on there. I Jerubbaal'd it, Stu.
Okay.
That altered out.
Oh, my.
We got to do this, guys.
Okay.
We got to save the kids.
Wow.
God bless.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Thanks for your call. Okay, Pastor John, you got all love coming from Ohio there. Let's see what some other folks think. The number is 866-348-7884. Should a Christian go to a school board meeting and read the pornographic material literature that the teachers are reading to expose it? Or is that going too far? What do you say to our special guest, Pastor John? He's with us this hour on Truth Talk Live, 866-348-7884. We got another caller. Maybe he'll take you on this and disagree. Jamal, you're on the show with Pastor John. Go ahead, sir.
As always, thank you, Brother Stu. It's a pleasure. God bless you. Pastor John, I'm in Chukwu. Nice to finally, in a way, get to talk to you. I bombard you a lot on Facebook. This is Jay Wumble on Facebook, so pleasure to finally get to talk to you, sir.
Hey, likewise. Thank you so much. I appreciate your support.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
So you're calling to rebuke this brother in Christ for reading this horrible material publicly. I mean, you know, is that why you're calling, Jamal?
Definitely not, Stu. definitely not. For those that know me, they know that I stand, my beliefs, my values stand along with Pastor. I would like to kind of give a little bit of background real quick. We both have a mutual friend in Miss Felice Pete, and she said that you a while ago were not fighting for these causes. She said that they, along with her, had to kind of work with you a little bit to kind of get you to this point, you know, of course, with all with love. I bring that up because, as Stu said earlier, you're a black pastor and you're pro-life. You're fighting against mm-hmm. these pornographic materials in the school board. Too many of us, and I'm a black guy too, so that's what I'm saying us, too many of us are not fighting these fights. So I've heard Pastor Tony Evans said that we have to be kingdom-minded people. God didn't come riding on the back of a donkey or an elephant, holding up the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. But we still have to vote. We still have to get involved. So how do we become involved? We got to get involved using the book and vote our values. So with that being said, how do we get more people to be kingdom-minded voters?
Great question.
Get out of race and our demographics.
What do you say to that, Pastor John?
Well, first and foremost, Felice Pete is a dear heart. I don't know what she's referencing as to getting me involved in this fight. I've been engaged in these kind of battles since 2004, not long after I gave my life to Christ. I'm 39 years of age, so that's looking at nearly 20 years. And so I don't know what you're referencing there. However, it's imperative that we vote our biblical worldviews. Mm. We have this thing called a Bible, and we should vote thusly. The Bible should be the litmus test for who we support. And I think it's very difficult to read the Bible and then go vote for the Obama-Biden.
Okay, hold on that thought. Wow, and we'll ask about critical race theory. Thanks for your call, Jamal. More Truth Talk Live. Pastor John, right after this. Hang on.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
How is it that in America, people are more upset about pornography being read and exposed and shared aloud at a school board meeting? They're more upset about that than the pornography being read and exposed to our children. These grade school age kids getting drag shows and hearing some pretty rough, I mean, awful stuff that I just, by the way, I listened to this pastor who's with us right now. Pastor John Amachukwu is with us. He's a preacher, an author, an activist. His name in Nigerian means I know God. He loves Jesus. And this is exactly what his bio says at his website, iknowgod.us. It says this. It says he's a rising voice exposing the racist ideology of abortion and critical race theory. And he's passionate about his message. He's got a book called Cyclone. He's recruiting board members to join him at these school board meetings and to read what's being read. He's actually gone. Let me get this framed, Pastor John. You actually go. What do you do now? You walk in to a school board meeting. So who's in the room? And tell us what you do. And please do not read what you read to them on Truth Talk Live. We trust you. We take your word for it. And we're asking our listeners if you're going too far. And the number is 866-348-7884 if anyone wants to take umbrage with what he's saying, what he's doing. But set the stage for us and give everyone like a day in the life of Pastor John and when he goes, actually what you do in there and who's in there and what's going on.
Yeah, so I walk into the school board meeting, and typically the dais is filled with board members and the superintendent and someone on the general counsel. In the audience, there's oftentimes parents and individuals who may be coming for particular agenda items that they have. And so I walk up to the podium, and by this time I've already
done my research and found what books are in the given public school system. And I read from the book verbatim. I'll allow them to hear aloud what they are putting at the fingertips of our children. And you should just see, and I know you've seen it, but your audience should see how people respond to me just reading what our 5-year-old kids get to read, what our 10-year-old children, 15-year-old children in these schools get to read. People become unglued, even to the point when you go to states like Florida, in Vero Beach, Florida, at that school board meeting, the board chair started dropping her gavel down rather violently, saying, "Hey, you can't say that in here. I'm cutting you off." And then when I kept reading, she said, "Okay, that's 3 strikes. I guess she was treating it like baseball. And she told me that I had to be removed. And then 4 sheriffs walked up and grabbed me by my arm and took me out of the school board meeting. I went to Idaho to read it from a book there. And before I got up to speak, a sergeant pulled me outside and told me, "Hey, sir, we were notified that you were coming here all the way from Wake Forest, North Carolina, okay? And we've been instructed that if you get up and you get off topic, that we're going to remove you from the school board meeting and potentially trespass you."
Oh, wow.
And so, yes, that's the kind of aggression that I am met with, you know, similar to the aggression that President Trump is being met with currently. You know, there's so many people who are angry when you stand for Christ and you stand for truth. You know, everyone's talking about anti-Semitism, and we should stand against those who fight against Israel. We should. God knows that we should. But we need to talk more about anti-Christian bigotry. All this talk even around Christian nationalism, it's not about Christian nationalism. It's about the woke left and those who hate the God of the Bible. They have a desire to rid this nation of Judeo-Christian principles. The Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And the God that has made this nation great, this country great, has always been the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ. And so they're doing everything possible to rid society of him. But we have people who will not allow it to happen. That's me, and that's you, Stu.
Okay, should he go into the school board meeting and read the very material they're reading in the classroom? And why are they getting so upset at him if that's what their teachers that they authorize, they support, they pay, if that's what they're exposing the kids to, why are they so mad that they're getting exposed to it? 866-348-7888. 4-866-34-TRUTH. Pastor John is on the air. He's in the hot seat, probably on his way to a school board meeting as we speak, but he took some time to stop in here on Truth Talk Live. Let's talk to Ed, Lynchburg, Virginia, 93.7 FM. Great new affiliate there in Lynchburg. Ed, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
I'm almost in tears. God bless you people for what you're trying to do. I have a granddaughter in California with my ex-Marine son. Her name is Khalees. She's 12 years old. And now my daughter is 55. She was raped when she was 16 years old. So I say those things to say to you. I have experienced some. I was beat up when I was in the military. A guy put me in the hospital. So I'm saying to you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. God saved me when I was 12 years old at Billy Graham, New York City, back in 54. I went astray and did a lot of bad things. And God allowed me to teach me that what we sow, we're going to reap. When I call the politicians in Washington, D.C., and of course I can't talk to them themselves, I talk to representatives, I tell them, "You people in D.C., what you sow, you're going to reap." We know what happened to Jesus. I wasn't there when Jesus died, but the Holy Spirit gives me understanding and utterances. He said, "You don't need a man teach you, for the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth." Sometimes Christians do things that are wrong because they don't have, listen, they don't have wisdom from the Word of God. And without that, we're blind. And that's why we're criticized of being, racist or all kinds of names. But here's the thing. I know I ain't got so much time on here with you. Other people want to talk. I'm going to say this. We're supposed to look at Jesus as God has been teaching me. We're not looking at our problems or our troubles or why can't I do better. We're to look at Jesus. He said, follow me, Paul said, as I follow Christ.
Okay.
If we want to have wisdom, then Pastor John, I'm saying, God bless you, sir, because of what you're trying to do. But the thing of it is, you need as much wisdom as you could get God to give you to know that when you go in a classroom and you talk about these things and the people don't want to hear it, you know why? Because Satan is trying to destroy the work you're trying to put forth. We know what happened to Jesus. They killed Jesus on the cross. They said, we got him. It's over and done with. We win. The word of God, everybody loses, but Satan wins. Well, guess what? It was a temp. Because what happened in 3 days, you say, come on, Ed, you never listen. I don't have to be there. I know what God has taught
me in
the word of God, the King James Bible. So you know what? I would say this to John. No matter what comes against you, sir, listen, it's my pastor, Jerry Falwell here in Lynchburg said, until God is finished with you, you are indispensable. No matter what it comes in an attack against you, you keep on keeping on, keep trusting the Lord because he's going to use you to bring out to the people. Yeah, they're upset. They don't like what he reads. Maybe you don't have to read all of it. Just read enough to whet their anger and get them upset. You don't have to read the whole thing because they don't want to hear it. But guess what? This is the Spirit of God is allowing Satan. Like I said, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities. If you want to stop this, it's got to be God. God is the one that's allowing these things to happen. Look at Israel. Look what happened in Russia.
Well, that's so you know, Ed, you're spot on, and I really appreciate your call. We have a grandfather in tears blessing you, John, and encouraging you, and he's got a granddaughter. So he's there. He's right there with you, John.
Yes.
God bless you, Ed.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, man. Wow. That guy's passionate. Here I'm thinking he's going to call in tears, blasting our guest. He calls and supports him. He says, I'm going to pray for you. And he starts throwing out the word, you know, the spiritual warfare, which I know Pastor John's well acquainted with that and what's happening to him right now. Jim's in Greensboro, North Carolina, listening to us on AM 830 and 97.7 FM. We got one line open at 866-348-7884. Should Pastor John go to the school board meeting tonight and read the pornographic material they're teaching our kids? Or is that going too far? What about these woke pastors who thinks he's a lunatic, who thinks he's way off his rocker? 866-348-7884. Jim, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
Thank you, Stu. I think he should go to the board meetings and read, yes, 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 and open their eyes and let them know what's going on in our society in this day and time. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Wow. Okay, so Pastor John, you got everyone so far has agreed with you. Toll-free 866-348-7884. Would you consider joining his crusade? Would you go with him? What if you got embarrassed in the community? You showed up and like, these are my neighbors and my friends and my family, and here I am reading pornography publicly as a Christian. And what about critical race theory? What about the woke pastors of the church? He's going to take that head on. And as an African-American pastor, we're going to put those hard questions on him. When we come back, Pastor John, and what should a Christian do about all the sexualization of our kids? And what's behind that? We're going to ask him that question point blank on the other side of this break on Truth Talk Live. 866-34-TRUTH. Hang on.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Can't wet. Can we? Sir, I'm sorry.
Was it something I said? If you don't want to hear it in a school board meeting, why should children be able to check it out of the school system? We have perverts that are perverting our kids. And you all sit back smug in your chairs, but you don't want me to read it. Why? Does it bother you? Yes or no? You can't answer that question. You want to know why? Because politically speaking, you can't say that it's wrong. And you don't want me to read the filth because it exposes the truth. How dare you tell me to stop reading it? If you don't want to hear it, why should the children have to see it?
Pastor, your time is up. Thank you.
That makes two of us.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to play any more of that. And I don't know how I got through that because Pastor John, he got in there and he read this publicly. He's been our guest all hour long. If you just joined us, we have one more segment with him. The lines are loaded. Actually, we have a line open. If you want to phone in, you heard it. He is he's a man of God. His name actually means in Nigerian, I know God. His website is iknowgod.us. And he's Pastor John Amanchukwu. And he loves the Lord, and he goes to school board meetings, and he just takes the book that the teacher's reading the kids that's in the class, and he reads it out loud. And the school board, they go crazy and get mad and angry. My question is why aren't more of these pastors speaking out, Pastor John? Why aren't there all kinds of pastors joining you? And how is the church kind of falling asleep in this? And my question to the listeners is he going too far? Maybe he should just kind of stay at home and be quiet and kind of stay in his own lane. Pastor John, we're going to take some more calls, but answer that one and answer why this. What's behind all this attack on our kids?
I mean, staying at home is the problem. You know, the church being comfortable and smug and their congregations, and everyone's about, you know, comfort Christianity and just being safe and, you know, not doing anything, not engaging the culture, not saying anything about politics, because God forbid the pastor address cultural issues. That's our issue. Our issue is that we sit in the bleachers too much. We don't get on the battlefield. We want to be safe. We don't want to offend anyone. We represent the bride of Christ, but we are afraid of breaking a nail. And so we just sit around and just wait for someone else to do it for us. That's why in 1962, when Madeleine O'Hare lobbied to remove prayer from the public school system, zero Christian organizations came forward to bring a brief to stop her. The church was silent then, and sadly, we're silent today. But there is a remnant. I represent that remnant. Stu, you do as well, and many pastors out there. But we need more to become vocal. So I'm calling men to come to the forefront. Many of our men today are quiet. They're silent. You know, if a man is aggressive and assertive, they say that he has toxic masculinity. If a man is quiet and withdrawn, they call him beta. So men are confused on what they should do and how they should say it. And so I'm telling men around the country to just be a man. You know, show thyself a man. Stand strong. Men are called to be protectors and providers, willing to even lay down their life for their families. And so that's the kind of leadership that we need today. And I believe that much of this stuff, even as it relates to transgenderism and, you know, men wanting to compete with women in sports, this stuff would end if dad said, "Not on my watch." I could only imagine sitting in the bleachers watching my daughter be defrauded as some guy jumps in the swimming pool to compete against her. Yeah. I want you to know that, Stu, there will be two men in that pool. Now, you know, they say that black men can't swim as well as everybody else, right? That's funny, huh? But I'll be the first to tell you that I don't know if I can outswim the average guy who's trying to jump in the pool. But just know this, when it's over and it's said and done, he'll know that a man is in that pool with him.
Oh, wow. Okay. Those are some strong words. Let's take some calls. 866-348-7884. Pastor John has spoken. He's spoken in school boards all over this country, and he wants you to join him. But is he going too far? 866-348-7884 to join the conversation on Truth Talk Live. I'm Stu Epperson. We're going to take these calls, folks. Be as quick as you can with your comments, and we'd love to hear from you whether you agree or disagree. Let's go to Troy. Greenville, South Carolina, 96.9 FM, The Truth there. Great affiliate of Truth Talk Live. Go ahead, Troy.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with what he's doing. I'm an elder in the church myself. I'm a military guy, a combat vet, and we have got to stand up for truth. And that's what men need to do. They need to start being men. As far as the transgender stuff, but that's the opposite of what God is. And when it comes to talking about the stuff about, a lot of times people are they race before they are Christian. You are Christian first. Mm. You're not black, you're not white, you're not Chinese, you're not Asian. You're not anything first but a Christian.
Wow.
Then
wow.
You vote the other way. So if you are a Christian, you cannot vote Democrat.
Okay, let me ask you both this question. Why is the leadership, you know, President Obama, President Biden, Vice President Harris, why are they so aggressively and financially pushing this transgender sexualization of our kids, even in kindergarten? Like, Why in the world they have, you know, Pastor John, why are they promoting this in our schools to our children and financially supporting anyone that wants to do that? We got homeless veterans sleeping under bridges, thousands of them, but they're spending tons of money bankrupting our country to pay for sex changes for a five-year-old who grabs a blue crayon accidentally instead of a pink crayon. Pastor John, what's up with that? Why are they pushing this agenda?
Well, there's an acronym that I talk about called RAT. It stands for Racism, Abortion, and Transgenderism. All right, there's a rat in the land, and we need to kill the rat. The thing is, when it comes to racism, that is a misappropriation of the image of God. You know, the Imago Dei. We are made in the image of God. Satan hates the image of God. The Biden and Obama administration hates the image of God. So therefore, they push critical race theory and all of these different woke agendas to divide Americans, leading us closer towards Marxism and communism. As it relates to abortion, you know, that's clear. You know, they want to eliminate the image of God. Let's kill babies in the womb. Let's have abortion on demand. Let's have infanticide and further get rid of the Imago Dei. And then when it comes to transgenderism, that's another attempt to destroy the image of God. Paul talks about these individuals in Romans chapter 1. He said that they are haters of God and inventors of evil things. This whole groundswell of support that transgenders are getting, you know, it's really an affront towards God's creation, and that's why it's taking place.
Wow. Okay, let's go some more quick calls here. We're almost out of time, but thank you, Pastor John, for being on with us today. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. Mike, you're on True Talk Live with Stu. Yes, sir. Jump in quick.
I will quick. Pastor John, thank you. I'm going to look you up. I'm going to get involved. I got two grandkids and it's breaking my heart. And I praise you for doing what you're doing, and everything you're saying is just awesome. I mean, it just really is awesome. I've done it in the past with my kids. When I went to school, they were teaching witchcraft on Halloween. And I did went to the school board and I says, you want to teach witchcraft, but we can't teach God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then now my grandkids are here. It's disheartening. You know what I mean? And we need more men of God like you, sir. And I'm looking you up and I'm going to support you. I appreciate you.
Okay. Wow. Thank you for that call, Mike. And what encouraging
You're
word
welcome,
for our
sir.
Guest. And Mike, thanks for the kind message you sent me recently on Facebook. A great loyal listener in Dayton, Ohio. And the word's getting out about the Truth Network across Ohio, across North Carolina, South Carolina. And folks are being encouraged. Let's go to Gene in Lexington, North Carolina, AM 830 and the new 99.1 FM. Gene, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu and Pastor John. Go ahead.
Thank you. I saw the video when it went viral, and I said, thank God for a man, because we are not winning this war.
Oh,
and
wow.
I just told him the other day, he said, I don't have a bone in the fight when it comes to abortion. I said, yes, you do. And if men would say, stop murdering our children, we would not have this going on. So thank God for you, Pastor John, for being a man.
Okay.
God bless you. God bless you.
All right, Gene, thanks for your call. Pastor John, I hope I still have a job after this interview, because, you know, the management might hear this. You're rattling everyone's cage, but you're calling people out. And I look at your website, by the way. If you just joined us all hour long, we've had this special guest, and he's lighting our fire. He's making everyone uncomfortable. He's a preacher, author, activist, and his name is Pastor John Amanchukwu. And which means I know God in Nigerian, and he has been engaging school boards, reading the very material allowed in school boards to their aghast that they're reading to our children. Parents aren't home. Parents are at home. They're not listening to this in the classroom. So you're bringing it to light, and you're getting all kinds of heat for taking on the racist ideologies of abortion, critical race theory. Pastor John, what's your final challenge to our listeners out there? I noticed on here you're looking for some folks to join you in this battle. What is your final word to wake our country up, to get back to God? Because we know the Lord is the solution. He can change the outside, but the heart's got to change.
Well, yes, thank you so much for that. Number one, Revelation chapter 21, verse 8 tells us 8 reasons why individuals will be thrown into the lake of fire. Number one is because of people who are cowards. So I say to every Christian, if you're going to go to hell, don't go to hell for being a coward. All right?
Wow.
You shouldn't want to go for anything, let alone for just fearing man. Whom shall we fear? No one
but God. I'm asking everyone to go to iknowgod.us. Go there now, iknowgod.us. I want you to find a tab that says Cyclone 400, or just scroll down on my page. There's a spot where it says Tell Me More. Sign up to receive my free battle plan on how to reclaim schools and communities. And if you desire to do so, you can make a generous contribution on my site. That's iknowgod.us.
God bless you, Pastor John. Hey, we'll have you on again. And everyone, share this podcast when it goes live with anyone you can. Be encouraged, be blessed, and stand up for the Lord.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.